Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 164, episode 3 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, 35 days until January 20th. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. I'm Jack on the podcast again. That is courtesy of somebody on the Zeit Gang. They actually gave me the Aerosmith Back in the Saddle, which I had never heard before. That song had somehow missed me. I will shout you out in a moment. But first, I am thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Happy Holigrays!
Happy Holigrays!
As the Miles Gray keeps smoking, happy Holigrays to you!
I love Andy Williams. I gotta tell you, his voice is so white, it comforts me. And especially when he's like, and dick whoop dee doo, and dickery dock, and don't forget to sit on my cock. Oh, is that a cup? Like, I love it. Anyway, that was just for me. I'm just trying to do all holiday vibe AKs this week. Yeah, straight out my brain.
That was Dice Man esque. The
whoop dee doo, dickery dock. Sit on a spider's cock.
Well, I'm glad you brought your A game today, Miles, because
I had to, you know.
My AKA was courtesy of Official Dickhead. So I'm glad, again, bringing our A game, because we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by something we're trying out on our third-rate podcast, having a first-rate guest. Ooh. It is the hilarious and talented Nikki Glaser!
Yes! Thank you guys for having me. Don't call yourselves third rate. I love
second,
this show. You both know. I'm a huge fan, so I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have
I still don't believe the first time we met and you're like, I love the show. I was like, I can't. Do. And but she knows. She talks like she actually listens.
I know.
This is validation, unlike anything I've had.
Oh yeah, my gosh. First time I listened, I had to like look up so many words you used. You guys are so smart. You got added to my list of words that I'm like, oh, I want to incorporate those more into my life. And I haven't. Oh. But I just feel smarter having listened to you. You guys are hilarious. You get it. Anyone listening gets it. So I'm thrilled to be here.
A little more hilarious today.
Means a lot. It means a lot.
Love it.
So you're coming to us from the great state of
Louis, Missouri.
My favorite state, St. Louis.
Yeah.
I have, Miles, you were talking about having a little bit of a history with St. Louis. I lived in Columbia for the first 3 years of my marriage. Many, many, many miles from any airport. So spent a lot of time driving in Missouri.
Why were you there for 3 years of school?
My wife was going through medical school.
Yes. So. Columbia's not bad.
Columbia's a nice little college town.
It's
the definition of college.
It totally is.
Yeah. We were like within earshot of the football stadium, so you could just like ambiently get the vibes that I never had in my college time because we didn't have like a big college football team, but
decent basketball though.
That's nice.
Decent.
Wait, what's the college? Is that Mizzou?
Mizzou.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My cousin went there.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was in Columbia.
Great journalism school.
High school. Brad Pitt went there, didn't he?
Brad, I believe that's correct. Mm-hmm. I believe that is on the on the sign when you're entering the university. Brad Pitt went here.
It's a statue of him like eating an apple.
Eating nachos.
Because he's always eating.
He's so good at eating, man. That guy fucking
wait, he eat? Is he photographed eating a lot?
He's think just of in any... his movies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess
like,
you're right.
Any Ocean's film, Fight Club, I can always picture a moment where he's eating or taking a bite of something.
Yeah, he's got to work that chiseled jaw. You want to see it in action.
Really draws attention to the chiseled jawline. I noticed Oceans, and then I like went back and like in Eat Joe Black, Freudian slip, but Meet Joe Black. He like there's a thing where he tries peanut butter for the first time. Like I feel like there are certain people who just have things written into their contract that they have to do, and eating is like, you know, show off the
and
goods.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks
pees.
We do like
oh
to talk
my
about
gosh,
that.
He does.
Yeah. John Cusack likes to be stuck in the rain. there's all sorts of
some people say Tom Hanks just had a career in acting just for easy access to doing pee scenes for large crews.
Yeah, really wasn't about one way or another. If he hadn't broken into Hollywood, he was going to get into the porn game. Because
have you guys heard about that podcast where he fired a guy on the set of Band of Brothers because he had dead eyes? And this guy goes back to the podcast is called Dead Eyes. I just started listening to it. It's hilarious. This guy, it was like, you know, listed as like a podcast of the year. And I just heard the first episode the other night, but it's called Dead Eyes. And this guy was like, got his first acting gig in Band of Brothers. And he's American. He was over in London studying theater and acting. And he was really struggling to get a job over there. And like, out of nowhere, Band of Brothers starts casting, and it's like he has a chance as an American to get a role, and he gets it, and then they take it. He calls everyone he knows. He's so excited. It's a speaking role. Like, it's not – he has, like, 10 lines, but it's huge, you know?
Yeah.
And then he gets a call from the casting director that says, you have to re-audition because Tom thinks you have dead eyes. And they're not – he wasn't supposed to find out he had dead eyes. That was a note from, like, the assistant that told him that. And he goes in, and he has to re-audition, and then he gets fired. Fired by Tom Hanks for having dead eyes. So he's going back and like investigating it and finding out like what happened. And and it's really fascinating.
That's a whole new level of rejection because like that's you're being rejected by America's dad. Like you're it's one thing to get rejected by your own dad, but by the entire country, the world's dad.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm like what I'm feeling right now, whether it's at like, wait, Tom Hanks is capable of bad, or also am I putting myself in dead eyes position? And I'm like, what? But I can't help my eyes.
I mean,
how can I undead them? Like, did he come in wild extra for the re-audition? Was like, oh my God, Sergeant Baker, Captain Winters, we got it. We have to take that hill.
Like, that was the curious part. I was confused as to why he didn't talk about his re-audition and how he tried to make his eyes more lively. I would think that that would be something you would move him more, but he didn't mention that. And then I Googled him, which when I was going through my Google searches for you guys, I saw his name and I go, who is that? And then I was like, oh, I Googled to see if he had dead eyes. And he kind of does. Like, oh, I see it in the pictures. They're a little bit sociopathic, a little bit like just like looking through you, which is not a bad thing. He's actually a really great actor, comedic actor. And he's like a UCB guy and really accomplished. But he, in fact, I did see what Tom was talking about. But I do think that maybe Tom has a bad side, you know? Like, I mean.
Yeah. On the other hand,
Connor Ratliff.
We could have never guessed. Yes, Connor Ratliff.
Is it?
Okay.
I mean, Tom Hanks is a producer on that show, and it's like on the one hand, it's not great that it got back to him because that's right. Very personally insulting and something that he can do nothing about, it would sound like. But that is kind of his job, is if somebody is miscast or like isn't like reading on the screen. Like I kind of don't begrudge Tom Hanks the ability to fire people for having dead eyes, especially because
it's a funny thing
as we've discussed. I've always said that actually. Tom Hanks can but he might have had that specifically stuck in his head because he was coming off of Polar Express, where the mocap is specifically known for like giving Tom Hanks the deadest eyes that any movie character has ever had.
Well, he said he walked back into the
room. You might have to go on the show just to offer him that perspective.
Seriously, that's a really good point. He said he walked into the re-audition and and Tom's in there and he didn't recognize him. He looked like shit. He said he was like, he looked terrible. And he has just gotten done filming Castaway. And so he had lost all this weight. And, you know, he didn't know what he was all skinny and like just like looked homeless for. And have you guys ever found out something about yourself that you weren't supposed to know like that? Like I'm not one of those people that wants to know what people really think about me. I would like to live in the world where, you know, like I talk shit about people. So I assume people talk shit about me. And it's like, it's their right. It's that whole phrase of like, it's none of your business what other people think about you. I try to like, I wouldn't be one of those people that's like, if you could be invisible for the day, what would you do?
Yeah,
and I wouldn't like go to hear people talking about me ever.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
No,
not a good idea.
But people like that.
It's like a thing where like you're not, I mean, like when you're susceptible to that, like it shows that you're very like you can't live from your inside out, you know, like you're living from the outside in. Everything that's happening outside of you is actually determining your internal space rather than coming from a place like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe my mouth is crooked, which is the thing I've heard. And I'm like, but I don't give a fuck. That's what it is. And I don't care. But at the end of the day, like I can't see my own fucking mouth. So who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's a good point. You can't. We're not meant to see our reflections, like, ever. What?
Yes,
I was just going to say, Miles has a great mouth. Not crooked at all. As somebody who has a crooked smile.
Pull up our performance review that you wrote up of me. It's in there. Line one. Bro, he wrote, bro, your mouth, dog. It just says, bro, your mouth, dog.
Yeah, like, when I've done the roast, you know, like that's when you are subject to those things that you're like, oh, I didn't even know that about myself. But people just, the writer's room for those, they just sit and stare at a picture of you all day and take it apart and say like the worst things possible. And it's really led me to be deeply insecure about things that I didn't, you know, I already have insecurities and then they find new things. And and one that comes back to haunt me all the time is like people said I look like Owen Wilson, which is I kind of did. Like I get it, and the way you guys just laughed just confirmed it. That was
no, it's just absurd.
I know it's absurd.
But guess what, Nikki? Now I got to pull up a photo and really give it a gander.
Like we totally like wow. Yeah. We oh yeah. I gotta work on an impression of him. That would be killer. But he's like a feminine looking man, so I'll take
for
it.
Sure.
But that one's come back to haunt me a lot, and I definitely did see it, and I was like, oh, you know, I booked an appointment with a plastic surgery person after the roast to like go fix some stuff. It was wild. I spent so much money on different dumb stuff just to like, you know. And then they'll make fun of you for looking plastic. So it's like you can't win. But right. I did have dead eyes for a while when I got like Botox. That really does kill your eye. Like that's talk about dead eyes.
Right.
And now it's all gone. Right. It's like it's with COVID, you can't have any more touch ups. So I feel so good like having my face just like being able to move again and back to normal. Because
Did you feel like there was any diminished feeling like emotions? I've read that that's something that happens where when your face is frozen, you're less able to even feel the emotions
because
it's a two-way street. Did you notice that?
No. You know, I already have a hard time feeling my feelings. So I think that I was already just like it was probably just – felt pretty good on top of that. Yeah. But I did cry. I was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right before the pandemic, like right when it happened that week.
Oh, wow.
It was like one of the last things that filmed before everything shut down. And I had a lot of Botox in my face and I cried on that show. Like it's so weird that I don't cry, but when the camera was in front of me and it was a real cry, it wasn't for the camera. Like I accidentally said the wrong answer. And like I locked in the wrong answer, you know, it was between two things. And I was like, it's not this. I know it's not this. And then I said, you know, B, final answer. And it was what I was saying was the not it.
Oh,
so
no.
Everyone knew like I had just fucked up and I go, no. And I'm screaming and I cry because it's like it was just because I just didn't take my time. And I had just gotten done telling Jimmy Kimmel, the host, that I really want to be patient and think and I was just so disappointed in myself. So I started crying and it looks like I'm fake crying because my face can't move. It's just like a tear falling out of a frozen face. And that's when I was like, you got to get that stuff out of you until until the next roast and someone makes you feel bad again.
By the way, Polar Express 2004, Band of Brothers 2001. So maybe Tom Hanks should have worried about his own dead eyes a little bit more and less about your boy's dead eyes. All right. Nikki, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. Biden won the election, it seems like now. That is official. we'll talk about quiet damage being done behind the scenes of the Trump administration, Dan Crenshaw's audition to be one of the Avengers, aka and also just an absurd political ad that he put out.
One of the scavengers.
Yeah, that's right. COVID fatigue. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Santa Claus getting everybody sick. All of that. Plenty more. Might even get to Kirk Cameron. But first,
please.
Nikki, we like to ask our guests what's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are.
Okay. Well, it's kind of goes into what we were just talking about. Just an hour ago, I looked up Emily Ratajkowski Young, which she already is young, but I wanted to go younger because she recently posted. I don't know if you know who that is. Supermodel.
Yeah.
She's pregnant now, which like I was happy about because there's like always a constant like divot running down her stomach that defies science. It's like this line that is just unachievable. It's not even an ab, and now it's popped out because of that baby. But her lips are just so big, and I was like, "Is this what's going on here?" And then I went back and looked, and that bitch has always had like a
blessed
full top
God.
Lip.
Right.
Yeah, she's always been good. It's not work, and I like to do a little investigating sometimes. Not that I would have any problem with it because I've done it too. But Yeah, I looked up that.
God-given lip injection.
That's like me when I look at bald people who think, well, dudes with hair plugs. I'm always like, let me figure this dude out. I'm seeing the wind is not hitting the hairline right. And that's built out of my own, you know, balding insecurity bullshit.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it takes one to know one. And, you know, well, so that's why I rely on me for my expert eye.
Miles, that's really interesting that you just said. I've found that men are so obsessed with men's hairlines. Like, it is a thing that men are looking at men's hairlines more than women are looking at men in any way. Like, it's like more than you look at women's bodies and, like, get turned on. You guys are obsessed with hairlines, which I get, you know, because you're obsessed with your own. I was having hair loss during COVID, like a lot of people were. And it was just falling out in the shower like crazy. And I'm getting a treatment I just got today. I'm wearing a ball cap right now. I look like a Antifa because I come in all black.
Penny Marshall.
Yeah. Oh my God. I really do. That one that's triggering. That is so good. But I'm wearing it because I just got scalp injections. I'm doing this thing called PRP where they like take your blood out and they spin it around a machine and then they inject it into your scalp and it's supposed to like stimulate hair growth. And it might not work, but my friend who had like a lot of hair loss did it and I'm doing it. And my scalp is like, has caked blood all over it because I just got like a 1,000 shots in my head. It's intense, dude. And they numb your head at first. You get 3 sessions. They numb your head at first by shooting stuff into it. And then they do like 100 injections of your blood into your head. And it doesn't hurt at all. Like the injections don't hurt because of the numbing, but you can hear the needle going like, so it's like the grossest. So this time I brought white noise to plug in and just like jam out on some white noise. And I could still hear it. It was so gross. But I don't, all these things, I don't know why I'm doing this anymore. Like but you got to do the 3 sessions. So that's what I'm doing, but look into that if you want. But hair loss, it's just like, it sucks.
It's such a funny thing, I think, because I've talked to like my other friends who are like around the same age who like we would be like, yo, what's good with your hair? I mean, not that all we're talking about, but there's always like this refrain of like, how has science not figured this thing out? Like, we're making so many leaps and bounds, but like more hair on head, we're still like, I don't know what to do. Which is fine because, you know, I'd rather they make advances in things like tackling terminal illnesses and things like that. But, you know, come on, like break off like 10% of your time. To
now that these vaccine scientists got it done, like let's put them on the bald thing. That's a good point. It really is bizarre that there's been nothing. But there are guys that didn't have hair and now they have great hair. And what is that a transplant? I'm sure you looked into it. What are we dealing with there?
Getting transplants. Joel McHale. You know, Mikhail's got it. You remember when we remember old Jeremy Piven? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Strong hairline.
And like, it's always funny, like, because when you actually look back, you're like, that's right. I knew that actor was bald. I just forgot when I saw them on that sitcom in the 90s before they got checks what they look like. So,
yeah, they've aged in reverse. Speaking of Brad Pitt.
I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to anybody with the strong plugs.
Yeah. What is something you think is underrated, Nikki?
Underrated. Well, it goes in line with what I was just talking about. Sleep masks and white noise for sleeping. I think that a lot of people struggle with sleep. I, you know, hear it constantly. And if you're not using a sleep mask and you're not using a white noise machine, do that before you go to Ambien or before you go to anything else. The thing that keeps you up is like light coming in. It wakes you up. Or it's the fact that there are random noises and you might not even think that that's what's doing it, but just try out a white noise app. It's called White Noise. Put on the airplane noise. Boom. Crank that up. Stick it right next to your pillow. And in a sleep mask, it's just like those both, if you took them from me, I don't know how my life would completely go down the drain.
Yeah. And the sleep mask is just the cover. Like it's
just for your eyes. And there's different ones because people are like, I can't stand something on my face. My mom claims it like will she can't breathe, but it's just not true. There's so many different ones that you can use, and it changes the game. And then you get used to these things being associated with sleep. And then as soon as you put it on, it's almost like a lullaby and you fall back asleep because it's like the soothing thing that you associate with sleep, which is, I guess, one of the main things that, you know, sleep therapists recommend is that you need to associate like things with sleep. Like your bed should only be for sleep. So if you can't sleep, get out of bed. Go in the kitchen until you are ready to close your eyes, because and no one's going to do that. So just get a sleep mask.
Yeah. The light pollution thing is big for me, because I used to just naturally, like at a certain point in the morning, take a second pillow and just crush my face with it.
Yes.
And then I remember like I had found like a gag sleep mask from like a bachelorette party thing. Like my partner had. I was like, here's a sleep mask. And I put it on. It had like a sexy kitten on it
Horny bitch. Yeah,
exactly. I was catching the fuck out of those Z's though, because like it just even that subtle change of like where I'm like, I could go back to sleep by covering my eyes, but having that the whole time really was something else. So yeah.
Yes, and even in the dark, I will say, even in like a dark room, if I close my eyes, it's still not the same as putting on a sleep mask and really getting that like deep, like I'm in a cave darkness. It's it's essential. Right. So I just wanted to think of something that would maybe benefit your listeners.
I feel like there's a stigma against sleep masks too. Like the people you see wearing sleep masks in movies are always like fancy people. It's this costs
$3. It's a woman in a silk robe.
Yeah,
it's a woman in a silk robe drinking vodka rocks.
Right.
That's so
I don't know why.
They're and I'm so like,
why is this so
It's 3 p.m.?
Yeah, they're like, literally what? $5 at CVS. Like anyone can afford this. And I'm glad, like maybe that will make people more drawn to it, because you're like, that's like a fancy thing. But it truly is not. And it's a game changer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you say that you
and
your
also
white noise
class indicator?
Yes, exactly.
Did you say your white noise setting is airplane sounds?
Yes, it is the sound of an airplane cabin. And you can also just pull it up on YouTube. There's like 10-hour streams of like first class airplane cabin. Like that's different. I guess that is different. You have
It's where you hear like metal utensils on like porcelain flatware versus like plastic trays in poor people zone.
I hate when you're on a plane and like they do like we're about to land or whatever, and you're in coach and they're like, and for people in first class, you can give us back your Bose headsets. They like they let you know that the things that you're getting up there that you're not in the back. You're like, wait, could you just like tell them individually? That's kind of like rubbing
just
it in
put
our
the
face.
Speakers to that part of the plane. You're at the blast of the whole part, right? You could do that. And yes, and thank you so much for being upstanding citizens and giving people something to aspire towards.
And this is the last call for your foot massages and
right.
complimentary hand jobs. It's like, wait, what? What's happening up there?
How?
Warm face towels. That's all I need. Yeah. I feel like they would make a coach so much better. Just warm face towels. That's all they need.
Yeah, that is a nice... Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? But I'm never... Even if I just hold it, it's still nice.
Yeah.
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 Or doing that thing where you keep going and be like, how much heat will retain?
Hot potato.
How much heat will retain? And it's dissipates. Like, I got the most out of it. All right, I'm done with this stupid hot towel.
What is something you think is overrated, Nikki?
Okay. The guy on the skateboard drinking cranberry juice singing Fleetwood Mac. Lip syncing Fleetwood Mac. I didn't understand it. I watched it again today to like really soak myself in like the happiness that everyone got from that. I didn't get it. I maybe I'm jaded. It brought me no joy. Everyone's like, he's like, it shows a new appreciation for Fleetwood Mac for young people. I go, he's old. He should know Fleetwood Mac. He's not doing a good job of lip syncing it, which I'm a huge stickler for, especially when it comes to music. People on TikTok that can lip sync dialogue, I'm very impressed by. If you've ever tried to do it, it's actually very, very hard. Music is very easy to lip sync to. And it was unsafe. He wasn't wearing a helmet. The cranberry juice, that's so much sugar. And he was like on a highway. And everything about it was annoying. There was nothing about it that made me feel good.
Wow. Oh, wow. The combination of the like vibes on a board and dreams was cool. But I think for me, I also find it a little bit overrated, more like the phenomenon around him, because he's turned into this weird pawn of like corporate, you know, like philanthropy, and being like, you see, like this guy was just himself. And now like Ocean Spray bought him a truck, and he's got this thing, and he used to work in a potato factory where it's like he was destitute. It's like, how about you zoom back to the part where he was destitute before all this, and all the other people who don't have a longboard and a TikTok and a bottle of Ocean Spray to get to this other place. And I'm just like, oh, we keep doing this kind of shit. We're like, this poor person made it, y'all.
Yes.
And it's like, applause.
Right.
Fantastic.
And we didn't care until they had a semi-talent or they did something. They always have to have a talent. Like, we can't just give homeless people credit until they give us something. Like, remember the guy with the golden voice? It was like, oh, now let's help the homeless because he's talented. Like, it's
right.
There always has
it's
to
not
be
just
something
because you're
with
a human being who's
right.
in need.
Right.
Which
yes.
I think that's... That is sort of the American sort of nightmare that we have, is sort of like, it's, we can't just get to that part of like, oh, you're in need? Oh, well then no questions asked here. Let's help you. It's
yes.
like, oh, you're in need? Can you fucking do a varial hard flip over like down a 10 stair? Like, I don't know.
Let's hear the singing voice.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, speaking
read this
of
bit of copy for me real quick.
Speaking of the American nightmare, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. And Mitch McConnell, he did it, you guys. He said reality after 5 weeks of denying
reality.
He did reality, guys.
He
did the thing. He said it's real, the thing that has been real for 5 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
This seems to have been like the mainstream media is treating this as like, finally, he's really put the nail in Trump's coffin.
He told him. I mean, yes, Monday, Electoral College certified. We saw the stupid clown show of like alternate electors that were showing up to be like, I'm here to put my vote down. And they're like, even like the police were like, you're not coming in here. You're just a weird sovereign citizen thing. This doesn't make sense. It's not legal. It's over. And so, yes, it's certified. It's done and dusted. It's been like that, though, despite all the malarkey and lawsuits. But yeah, McConnell said it himself, like a Chinese spy. He said, we have a president who will be sworn in on January 20th. The Electoral College has spoken.
That's a good McConnell.
So today, I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The president-elect is no stranger to the Senate, and he's devoted himself to public service for many years. So he's already trying to pivot, you know? And he said he made niceties with Kamala Harris. It was like,
yeah, the fist pound. Remember that? I thought that was him acknowledging it. Everyone goes, oh, he gave her a little pound.
Mm. Yeah,
the first time they were back, and everyone was like, "Oh, that was acknowledging it, being like, good job, girl." And I'm like, maybe that's just how he greets people. Maybe that wasn't a congratulations. Mitch McConnell seems like a fist pound kind of guy.
Brother, I don't know. Who knows what his whole swag is about? But yeah, that was one of the things that I think most people were waiting for, because Mitch McConnell this whole time has entertained the, well, we have to see like all the legal remedies, you know, and just kind of waiting for this to say, I guess. He's saying, I respect the sanctity of the Electoral College. That was clearly the point for him, that he was going to abandon all this entertaining of Trump's conspiracy theories. And even when you go over to Newsmax,
what?
Trump's favorite channel, they're also Chinese spies based on what they're saying. One of their anchors said, quote, the Electoral College votes are being cast today. Here is video from four states, New York, New Hampshire, Arizona, and Illinois, all certifying the election for President-elect Joe Biden. And then this like article describing how they said it, describing how he was presenting this news on the air, said, quote, moments later, Bachman referred to Biden as president-elect for a second time, confirming there had been no mistake. So, it's closing in.
As if he like saying it one time. Oh, that I misspoke. I mean, that's the world we live in, that they can say that. I was joking.
Yeah.
Oh, that was joke respect. Mm-hmm. That I did, Mr. President. That was just straight joke respect. And even Vladimir Putin has also abandoning. He's ghosting his ass too. Putin didn't say it himself. It's coming from his office, but this is coming from his office in Russia. Quote, Vladimir Putin wished the president-elect every success and expressed confidence that Russia and the United States, which bear special responsibility for global security and stability despite their differences, can truly contribute to solving many problems and challenges that the world is currently facing. So even Putin is now like, okay, so you're in the driver's seat. So
didn't Putin's come before McConnell's?
I think, yes,
like a half hour
before. It all was happening yesterday. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Moscow Mitch taking his cues from the Kremlin yet again.
Got him.
Does this matter? Like, are there people who out there, I guess Newsmax would be the one where this would be the most relevant, but like the main reason Trump is continuing to cast out on the election is so that he can like maintain his legitimacy in the eyes of the people who voted for him, right? Or in the eyes of the people who
more specifically delegitimize Joe Biden,
right?
Completely,
right.
Republicans still like believe it was fixed. I mean, that's not changed.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's just to keep that at like, he's just fanning the flames to make sure it's like white hot when January 20th comes.
My neighbors still have their Trump flag up, and my one neighbors took it down. They had it up the whole time, you know, and it was this, and our neighborhood doesn't have like a lot of those flags, but these people just moved in and they had a Trump flag that would said Trump. No more bullshit. And it was like, yes. What are you talking about? What do you mean no more? That would have maybe made sense in 2016 to have that slogan.
Right.
But like, there's been What bullshit?
You're the like, president, sir.
You're the bullshit. Yeah, and it was, yeah. And it's in a neighborhood. My sister, like, there's little kids. It's like, no more bullshit. It's like,
right.
You know, it's a middle-class, nice-ish suburbs. And so it's weird because we would, my mom and I go walking the dogs, and we always walk past this house, and we kind of just don't want to have to talk to these people because we're scared of what we might say or, you know, and they're always out in the front yard and doing some weird, like, they're just always out. And so – but and I was at a point for a while where I was like, I don't want to be mean to people who I know voted for. Like, I just want to be able to smile to my neighbor and just like not have it be a thing, be the bigger person. So I had resolved myself to be that way. I hadn't run into this person yet. So then after I like resolved that, I'm on a run and I'm running back. This is around Halloween time. I'm running back past their house. And this guy is in the middle of the street admiring his Halloween decorations, which are insane. You know, just like ghouls hanging from trees, like just with the Trump flag. And like there's just blow ups, pumpkins. It's just like trashy, like tacky, terrible. Cobwebs everywhere. And he's admiring it from the street and he's taking pictures of it. And we are the only people in the street. I am going to have to say something to this person. I can't just ignore this guy. So I'm like, you know what, Nikki? You don't want to be mean and you don't want to lie. I don't want to be like, you're great. I love you. Or like, hi. Right, like, right, I hope right. you have a happy. So, but I want to say something true.
I love it.
Yeah. Right. And I didn't love it. So I'm really trying to be honest. Like, I don't want to lie anymore in my life, like at all, even if it's like a little like white lie. So yeah. I was like, and I was running. And so I slowed down because I'm like, what are you going to say to this guy? You have to say something more than just, and you have to acknowledge his decorations because he's proud. I mean, he's taking a picture. He just put them up. He's been putting them up all day. And so you guys, I killed it. I go, it looks really scary. Because of the Trump flag. And I meant
thread
it.
That
and
needle.
He goes, it does? And I go, yeah, terrifying. And then I just kept running. And it was like a nice interaction. I was honest. He felt good. It was like, I was like, oh, good. There's hope. And then, but they took down the flag, but our closer neighbors have not. And they have two, and they keep like moving it to different sides of the door. And it's just I wonder when that'll come down though. That'll be the real test.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the barometer currently.
Yes.
When will they relinquish?
Do you have the Trump flags out in LA in the area? Are you guys seeing?
I saw one the other day when I went on a bike ride. They were decked out. It's every, you know, it's around.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not, I just like, see the
people don't do it their chest out in certain areas.
Yeah.
There are a You'll lot of people of color where I live, so it's not the best take to have right now. You know, it might make things a little awkward, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bumper stickers, I have like a pathological obsession to always like drive up around to see the person who has the Trump bumper sticker, just be like, God. Damn.
I know. They're always smoking with the kids in the backseat.
Right.
Yeah.
I did see a funny thing of like a MAGA hat and a like a dashboard, but it was like one of those joke ones that said like, made you look, fuck Trump.
And you're okay. Like, oh. I can't
like,
stand
cause,
that,
like, you have a visceral reaction. Like, you see the white text on a red hat. You're like, what the fuck is it? And I was like, okay, all right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, but I don't like
from
those
far away,
jokey
I would have said you're
a
piece of shit.
Right. Because, Miles, even if, like, say your friend has on one of the jokey ones, for a moment you think your friend's a douchebag, right? Like, you judge a friend, and then it's a joke, but there's something in your brain that will always have that because that moment was so traumatic. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right, exactly.
That's why I don't like pranks. You never let go of the fear you had at first before it was like, oh, it was a joke.
Right.
It's not a swastika.
It's a sick-ass ZZ Top logo rework. Isn't it sick? I'm like, yeah, but see, to me, that's a swastika. So it already did something to me. So the joke
is guys.
Good. Right.
My
still
mom
signifies.
I live with my parents. My mom, we had a Biden sign out front for a while, and my mom sells stuff on Craigslist, and she had a woman coming over to like look at a chair, and my mom took down the sign because she's like, I just don't want trouble. She was like, if this person like won't buy my chair because of this, so
keep
it's
it
so
neutral.
Funny. Yeah, she took it down just in case. She wanted to sell a chair to a Trumpy.
Yeah.
She sold that chair.
I mean, hey, Trumpers buy chairs too. You know what I mean?
That's right, as Jordan said. The hat prank really, because the whole thing with the hat is that you're making people feel like ambient aggression and anger and or you're allowing racist people to feel like they are supported. So tell your friend not to do that, Miles.
It's not good.
Yeah. Tell him I disapprove.
No, he and it was a Dune reference too. So it came down real quick.
And even the signs, I almost got my dad a sign that was like, you know, it's like by dawn, like by
right.
dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was like, even, and it had like the yellow hair. I'm like, even that, like, I don't want to see anything yeah. with his name or him. I can't watch him. Like, I literally cannot watch him. And I was really happy about the Sarah Cooper thing of her doing those lip syncs. And a lot of comedians yeah. got like mad about her success and, you know, oh, she got a special because she does lip syncs. First of all, like I said before, lip syncs are very hard to do. So like yeah. I give credit for like how
and
good
how she
does at
them?
Those.
Right.
Perfectly.
She's elevating like with her.
Dude,
yeah. Like with her.
No one does them like her. They're so spot on. I did one the other day of a Kardashian thing for TikTok and it took me like 10 hours to memorize and then getting it right. I mean, I've never spent so much time on fucking anything. It was bad because my ADD medicine like kicked in right when I started. So it just like, it became
exactly
my obsession.
Right. Yeah.
And it's
right.
so hard. So, but with Sarah Cooper, that for me was really good because I was able to hear him for the first time ever. Because since right. he won, I just can't watch him or listen to him. And it was the first time I could hear his bullshit and like actually, you know, get information that I need to be
right.
to have and didn't have to look at him. So I was I thought that was like actually like pretty beneficial for me.
Yeah. I think it was a good public service she was providing
yes,
for a while.
Exactly.
'Cause like
yes.
you got the hottest lines and they were served up in a very hilarious, palatable way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And good on her for having to listen to him that much to learn those, because when you do a lip sync, you gotta listen to it thousands of times.
Yeah.
Give her whatever like she wants.
Because music, at least there's a beat. And you know right. when certain syllables will hit on the beat. But when you're just talking, your cadence is completely different. And that's why even like you see people who do like improv music to Trump where they're like playing drums or guitar. And you're like, okay, that's next yeah. level either way.
You're so right. And anyone who doesn't know how hard it is, like just try to lip sync to someone talking. Just try it. Mm-hmm. It's way harder yeah. than you think. And anyone who can do a good job of it is very talented.
Mm.
There's another rated.
There you go. let's talk about Dan Crenshaw real quick. This video is too good to pass.
People
without
have
comment.
To watch this. They have to.
It's I don't like. Can we,
I'm just gonna
we
play
just describe it. Okay. Yeah. yeah.
I'm just gonna play. If you haven't seen it, I don't know. Pause the podcast and just look up fucking Dick Fury Dan Crenshaw with his eye patch.
Remind me who he is and like our history with him, because I just couldn't.
He's a congressman from Texas, and he rose to prominence when Pete Davidson took some shots at him on Weekend Update. And then people were like, yo, he has an eye patch. He's a veteran. Like, that's fucked up. You shouldn't just be like lobbing insults like that. So he had Dan Crenshaw went on SNL and then did Weekend Update and had some of his own, you know, riffs and raspberries he was handing out. And that was when people were like, oh, wow, this guy can take a joke. That's kind of cool. Even though everything else he says is fucked up, racist trash. Wow. But him and Pete Davidson got along.
Yeah.
So that's
SNL giving another one of these guys like, oh, a
Absolutely.
Pass kind of. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And they're like, it's not that bad. Light. It's like he said the N-word on the air. So, I mean, let's divorce to his actual who he is from what we saw in there. So now I don't know what is going on. He reminds me of like one of these dudes who has like always had a camcorder and always like making little movies and skits and never put them out, because this is like some self-indulgent masturbatory absolute nonsense. It starts off with him at a press conference, and until he's interrupted by a gigantic like burly dude whispering in his ear that I'm just going to play this.
Exceptionalism. It's built on the greatest ideas in history. This victory tonight, it's about you.
This is victory.
It's about defining those.
This guy's whispered in his ear.
Sorry, folks. I'll be right back.
So this sets off an entire sequence where Dan Crenshaw is being told by a robot that like Kamala Harris and the socialists are coming and David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler must be defended so they can win in Georgia. And then it has a little bit of everything. There's comedy. There's there's goofy Antifa guys.
Stunts, action.
Yeah, he jumps out of a fucking plane like some fucked up Tom Cruise and full on is doing, I don't know. I don't know how else to describe this except for a terrible commercial and action movie trailer with all of the worst fucking tropes. And like, but they're done in the way where like it's unaware that these are overdone tropes. And it's like, you see that how the hero landed on one knee, like from the sky? Yep. Even though that's like a bit that many people have been making fun of, I did that and it's sick because then afterwards I punched Antifa through a windshield.
Yeah, he punches through the windshield. That's very like violent, angry. The interpretation of Antifa that we get are people just like walking through a field in with like black ski masks black on and all black mm-hmm. hoodies
and a nose ring.
And a nose ring, and they nail the Antifa ideology by having a conversation where one of them goes, I don't even know why we're mad. And the other one goes, because the news told us to be. And then the guys they have playing them are like, obviously neckbeard, like MAGA dudes. They like couldn't be more clearly. Yeah.
And I think the whole thing was so he could jump out of the plane and and show off. This is all. Is he married? He's trying to get laid with this video. It's so clear to me. He's trying to get pussy because when he jumps out of the plane, there's a, like he's talking to a British woman who's like giving him his coordinates and saying there's Antifa on the ground. And she goes, by the way, great form. And like he's in the sky and he does have great skydiving form, but that was an unnecessary thing that he had to be like, hey, by the way, can we like have her say a line where she tells me I have great form? It was just him showing off that he had good skydiving form. That is the whole thing. And it's just, I think it's just a massive attempt to get laid, this whole thing.
His wife. Yeah. No, he's married. He's been married since 2013 to Tara Blake, who he turns the speech over to at the beginning. So she's there with him. He's like, you got this. And then says he'll be right back and then proceeds to go on what must be a days long journey. So really left her out to dry.
I still think it's not a ploy to get laid.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So he can, or like at least have women want to. Yeah. Sure. That's what I mean. Yeah. But I think that, it was all just to look cool. And he wants, and it took so long to make. I mean, that was a huge production. And if I was one of, like, that's what you're spending your time doing? You're not a movie star. What are you doing? Like, I just thought it was such a waste
owning
of
owning the libs. Resources. Owning the libs, Glazer. Yes. That's what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And y'all are talking about it. And so that's why I did some sick-ass stunt work. I mean, he has a really interesting life. He's, like, born in, like, Aberdeen and, like, went to school in, like, Columbia at some point.
Just leaving in a contact or something. Okay.
Yeah. No, he did. And I think that's why, I think that's why Pete Davidson, they were like, okay, like, we don't mean to take shots.
Right. It was like a wounded veteran. A little bit.
Yeah. And it was, very much just being like, ha ha, he has an eye patch.
That's what bothers me.
And so,
about,
that's a bit of a misstep.
Like, when people make fun of Trump for being fat or for, like, he shit his pants once. I'm just like, there's so much more. We don't need to do that. But I will say the one thing I got from this video that changed my perspective on something is that he was wearing a helmet during the skydiving sequence. And I've always thought that I could never go skydiving because I'm very scared of my face skin stretching out. And when you skydive, it's always like pulling back. And that's the reason I've never wanted to, because I just don't want to like mess with my an aging woman. And now I'm like, oh, you can skydive and not fuck up your face skin. And so I'm like excited. I get to like skydive now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a PSA for you.
Yeah. Have you guys ever done skydiving? Have you ever skydived?
Oh, no.
No, I just saw my one friend skydive, and I just seen that thing where like all your snot will just drain from your face sometimes, right, like depending on how just your sinuses
dripping
are.
Dripping straight. Because
I've seen a few videos where like it's to the point where I'm like, why did you buy this video of yourself? It's fucked up and it looks like I don't know what I'm seeing, and it's unnerving because it's just like stringing out of your face.
Oh,
and it's
my
like
God.
And
you're,
and my friend's a smoker, so it was like phlegmy, and it was just like I was like, nah. And in my mind, skydiving isn't even the thrill of jumping out of a plane. I'm just like, nah, dude, I don't want to get my snot all over the person who I'm tandem jumping with.
I've had that same thing happen where you're like, oh, like you reminded that you have snot in there. Have you guys gotten a COVID test yet? I'm assuming maybe. Mm-hmm. Yes. No.
Yeah.
Mouth.
They put it in and then they take it out and they put the same end in the other nostril. They right. double dip. And that is the most disgusting feeling of having the wet end go into your yeah. other. Like there's some reason that's just so gross. And sometimes when I've gotten a lot of them and they pull it out and there's like a little snack on the, like there's some, right. sometimes I'm like, oh, I didn't, yeah. I should have blown my nose before this. And they just have to like put another, like they transfer a booger from one end to the other. it's so gross.
Got to mix but, it up, you know?
Yeah. But it's so interesting.
Do a snot graft.
Yeah. How, yes.
Bring how your they, body into balance.
Sometimes they like, they really go in and then other times it's like very, like not mm. that. And I found that when they're doing a rapid test, when you're about to like shoot a TV show, like the day of, where they like need you to be negative so that they don't shut down.
Right.
The COVID test is like a gentle, they just like touch the edge the of your nostril.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like it's almost like, a, just like it's almost like romantic.
Yeah.
Like they're like, rushing the hair out of your face. Yeah.
You're actually just touching my face with your finger. No, that's the test and it's negative. Okay. So yes. Yeah, Nikki's good to go to set now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you can get a neggy if
the
you
swap?
Want on this.
The swap?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's take a real quick break and we'll come back and talk about COVID fatigue.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. And if you're like most Americans, you're fast forwarding through this part of the show because everybody is apparently tired of paying attention to COVID, according to a new Harris poll. They're, you know, 43% say they're doing less than they used to in terms of like washing hands, social distancing, or at least that 43% say they've just come to terms with the fact that the pandemic isn't ending soon and that's why they're doing less. But people are also, you know, one fifth of Americans are consuming less COVID related news than they were 6 months ago.
But they're consuming more COVID.
Right. Yes, exactly. Just gobbling weird, that shit up.
Weird inverse relationship.
Yeah, it's really, it is a definitely inverted from where we should be, right? Because we now have more evidence than we ever have before that this disease kills people and is a danger in these communities. And it's purely a matter of our brains being like, this is kind of an underrated risk to humans being able to deal with like a scary story, like that it, we talked before about how when the Nazis first rose up, there was like shocked stories all over the newspapers. But like by the time they were actually like taking over the country, like it was on the back page of the newspaper because nobody, everyone was just like over it, basically. The over it bias is pretty, is an underrated way that we are bad at consuming news and just like interacting with our day-to-day life. Like we can get used to fucking anything is basically it.
Yeah, truly. I mean, even like lockdown, people have found ways to sort of find a new normal throughout it all. But yeah, that whole thing of it going the other way, the pendulum starting to swing the other way, and people are like, I don't know, like whether it's cynicism, nihilism, whatever, it's hard to hear. But you can, like, you know, to the, your point, I think you were sort of indicating in your writing about how if you're not really have a direct connection to someone who lost their life due to COVID, or it's like it's felt like that this story has really hit your doorstep, that it's even easier to, you know, wish away all this shit, like, oh, well, maybe I can go there and hang out here. Maybe, well, who needs Maui? Mm-hmm. We just go eat there and blah, blah, blah. But I think, yeah, and all along with all of this, like, we're seeing that the real big spread, it comes from these multi-generational houses where, you know, it's just a lot of people living together and people having to go out and interact with the world and not being able to be as safe as possible. So, yeah, I don't know what to do to get people to, you know, come and just embrace the safety measures that we need to take, because at the end of the day, if people just are looking at a situation where it's like, I don't know, things are just getting more dire and there's less hope. So what good is it for me to give a fuck? I mean, you know,
I feel like it's based on my own experience and like noticing how when my parents seem to like really like start caring a lot more, my parents already care and they're convinced it's a deadly illness, but even for myself, when I read something when I read a story, like when I'm just subject to some kind of information that makes it real and it's like an actual like case study of it happening. There was this USA Today article about how it like ravaged this family in Ohio, and it like this guy's kind of diary of each day and who got it, and it really drove it home. And then all of a sudden, because you guys know, like, you'll read a headline or hear a statistic, and then all of a sudden you get like more vigilant, and then you kind of loosen. Mm-hmm. And it, like, even though you believe in it, so I think it's just about retweeting these stories, drawing more attention to these stories, and I feel like because the vaccine is around the corner, it would really suck to get it in this final stretch. Like, I feel like this is the last mile of like a marathon. It's like I really don't want to get it before the vaccine. So I feel like, I hope people shift to that kind of mindset of like, okay, we have a little bit more to go. Let's just be good.
They said that this study, this Harris poll, found that 27% of people who said they were being more lax now than they were in April cited the imminent availability of a vaccine as their reason for being more lax, which that's the opposite with me. Like, I was able to like kind of rationalize canceling my parents coming out here for the holidays by being like, look, there's light at the end of the tunnel. We'll be able to see each other at some point in like the next.
And kiss.
Right. And kiss. Yes. Kissing, you know.
Kissing and hugging like we used to.
Kissing and hugging. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense to me. That like that kind of gives it a finite end. That I don't understand why that would make you more lax. It seems like it would just be more.
I used to have this kind of logic with other things when I was younger, and the idea is, yeah, it's fucked up, but see, the vaccine is out there now, so that's kind of melting away the COVID that's out there because the vaccine is out there. So then that means it's kind of not as bad as, because see, before there was no vaccine,
right?
And now there is. So then that only means it's going to go down. So that means the volume's starting to come down, and then that's why I can go outside and I can go to my Kirk Cameron organized caroling thing.
Let's talk about Kirk Cameron and just generally Christmas related activities that are not a great fit for this world that we are living in right now. I talked on a recent episode, like carolers showed up at my house. First of all, I was like, I felt like a Scrooge because I told them to leave. And I used the excuse of I just put the kids to bed. But like after like 15 minutes, I was like, wait,
it was
that would have been.
Jack.
Yeah, it was 9 a.m. That's when time for your nap.
Here's a sleep mask.
Time for your nap.
You put your children to bed at 9 a.m. Hey, why am I on track? Get the fuck out of here, carolers.
But it occurred to me after the fact, like that is a super spreader activity, is like going from door to door singing into people's homes. Like that's singing is specifically.
Were they right up on the door? Like old
school?
They
were on my porch.
They weren't even doing it.
That's insane.
Look. If you got through the new school version where you're masked up and it like maybe 15 feet away, at least I can be like, well, at least they're not trying to be up in my threshold screaming into my house. But
it's also entirely possible that they were doing a thing like that horror movie, The Strangers, and they were just getting access to the house and then going to kill us all. But,
boy. Okay. I like that your mind went there. Always stay vigilant, Dad.
Always.
Yeah.
Got to be vigilant.
You want to give them the benefit of the doubt that they weren't, you know, anti-maskers. Yeah.
They were just murderers ready to brutalize me and my family in our sleep. But yeah, so I think I get what's happening, especially with the holidays. Like we have... This is like the one time I feel like there's this American sentiment of like, we have movies that are built around this idea that I don't give a fuck what's in my way. I'm going to be home for the holidays.
Right.
Like, it's just a cultural sentiment that we have like hardwired in all of our shitty movies that have to do around this time, whether it's somebody who's like, I don't know, I guess I'm going to have to hitchhike with these like jugglers and get to Chicago.
Just
and then from there, I'll take a canoe down to the
river,
whatever it is. Yeah. Like, it's always about like, fuck it. They nothing going to stop me because it's my family. And so I understand like this urge, especially now, like people, the fatigue is there and you want to feel the magic of Christmas, but God damn, y'all, do not let your fucking guard down, because we have all these instances now where the like Santa is just so disarming for people. They're actually finding themselves in kind of bad situations. So for example, in Georgia, they said 50 kids may have been exposed to COVID when both Mr. and Mrs. Claus tested positive after a local Christmas parade where children could have their photos taken with Santa and his wife. And like the local commissioner who put this shit together was sort of like, y'all need to chill. Okay. So what he said is, quote, while this is cause for concern, I feel that it is important to note that exposures happen every day as we go about our day-to-day lives, often without any knowledge. Children are in close contact with both other children and adults daily at school, rec functions, and church. Proper CDC exposure guidelines should be followed if your child was exposed. However, I do not feel this incident is cause for panic. Okay. That is a very eloquent defense of just doing the bare fucking minimum.
Guys,
people
don't
can just
panic.
Always blame it on something else.
Right. We're not panicking. Yeah. We're just criticizing you for a bad decision that is going to get people sick, you dumb fuck.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're when you call out your Uber driver, you're like, excuse me, are you drunk? Are you? Well, what's the problem? What's the
Mr. Maybe? Panic.
Oh, okay. Panic
many
in my
ways
Prius.
To die in a car.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Okay, because you could go out there any day. You could get hit by a bus, and that guy could be drunk, and then you might drink something that's bad for you, and then you'll die. So, like, honestly, like, just fucking play the margins full. Fuck.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, okay, so on the count of three, we're just rolling out of this car, and I'm going to take the Black Ice air freshener with me when I leave. But and then also, in Belgium, a similar thing happened as well. I guess in Belgium, they have like a more specific tradition where, like, I think December 5th is a day when, like, there's a specific name for Saint Nick in Belgium or whatever. And so this man came by a nursing home And 75 people at the nursing home got to walk away with their very own infection. So they don't know. The person who came as Santa was the child of one of the residents there. And one of the people who run the retirement home said, quote, in-depth scientific research would be needed to definitively say whether the visit was the cause of an outbreak. But the city said that 61 residents and 14 staff members have tested positive since this person's visit, and they were being very conscious of things. So I don't know what it, I mean, the holidays and Santa, like, be wary, you know, just try and be as safe as possible.
Be wary, don't be weary.
Just, I mean, having your kids sit on a guy's lap and talk like face to, it's just so intimate. That's, it's the dumbest thing to do ever. It's just like, I just don't get it. What is wrong with people? But you got to have that picture. You got to have the picture.
Yeah,
I would have loved an excuse not to sit on a fucking creepy man's lap when I was a kid. Shit. God.
We're always, we cried as kids.
No kids like it. And if a kid likes it, that's a weird kid. It's not, and it's some, it is a thing that they had to like, a phobia they had to conquer.
Right.
No one wants to do that.
Yeah. Ugh. Don't we all have like shriek crying with the stranger we were forced to take a photo with pictures like in our house?
They want those pictures. Like that's, it's the roller coaster photo before you're able to, tall enough to get on those rides.
Right. I'm like, as a young person of color, like, I'm already going to be tormented and terrorized by white men. So let's not, don't get my licks in at fucking 3, please, at the fucking Fashion Square Mall in Sherman Oaks. Please help me out.
To be fair, most of those kids did ask Santa for a ventilator for Christmas. So,
I mean, they're good.
They knew.
And the people who were playing Mr. and Mrs. Claus, I mean, you know, your heart goes out to them because they were saying it's like the most important thing that they do every year is to be able to go out and give these kids cheer. And while I get that, and that is so commendable, but yeah, seriously, like
find
fucking 2020
fucking hobby. But I feel like one of those things.
Go
like
volunteer at a shelter.
Yes.
Well, people, you know, you can. There are other ways to help out without being like,
go to a nursing home and be Santa. Oh wait, okay, never mind.
maybe not.
I feel like I've seen enough evidence that this is like one of those things, like petting a tiger, that some people just get like so fucking supercharged off of being Santa Claus. Like there's entire like unions devoted to it, and like cons, Santa Con. And I get like that's actually a much better thing to get a thrill from than petting a tiger that is like being held captive and treated like shit. Like that's great that you get joy from spreading, you know, joy to children, but give it a fucking rest. Like take a year off.
That's the thing. These people, it's like, that's what everyone says. It's like, but I like it.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, sorry. That's not an excuse to do things. It's the wrong thing to do. People that say, but I love it. It's like, oh, okay. Like, no, we have to make sacrifices. That's not an excuse.
Sacrifices?
Right.
It's, Sacrifices?
What is that? Mom, this person said I can't go there right now. What's going on right now? Like, we really are. I mean, there is this whole thing that we see, too, with all the anti-masker stuff. It's just a whole subset of people who have never been told no in their life.
Yeah.
And they found a whole other movement that I don't know if they're aware of it, but that appeals to them, is the can't tell me nothing energy that these people have of being like, I don't know. This is America. This is socialism.
Anyways, we do want to get to Kirk Cameron real quick because he's part of the, you know, let's do something for the holidays and own the libs situation.
Yeah, why? You know, why? Why do this? This the Growing Pains guy that I only remember as the Growing Pains guy. he is attempting relevance yet again, but this time it's specifically to troll Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, look, while I love to troll the fuck out of Gavin Newsom, also, you know, please let me have Kamala Harris's Senate seat or Dianne Feinstein's Gavin Newsom. Let's talk. This is a very specific take that they're going down, this battle with him that they want to do, which is about you know, why are they stopping, you know, the congregations of people just because there's a pandemic that's transmitted through the air in enclosed spaces and could lead to death? I don't understand why they would ask us to do that. Nay, why would they make this a law or say that we have to do this? So this dude has been doing some outdoor caroling, just like full on meet me at a parking lot. I'm going to set up some PAs and we'll just yell into each other's mouths in the cold. And he did the, like, he's, I think the second one happened recently in Thousand Oaks at the Oaks Mall parking lot. And they were just, the photos were like, yo, this is interesting. Like no mask and singing. Sure. The police were called, in which they just came up, didn't give any citations, and were just sort of like, you guys should wear masks. And they were like, boo. And then they left. So, this is all again, so Kirk Cameron can troll the governor and like not even giving a fuck about these people. Like, sure, he's going to bait these people in with the promises of like, hey, get your holiday jollies off with everybody. And like, we can sing like, you know, fa la 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 and all that shit. But really, he's just doing that behind the scenes. He's like, oh yeah, man, this is just to say fuck.
Yeah,
you
this isn't about Jesus. Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah, I will wear a mask and I will be 70 feet away looking through binoculars. That's how Kirk Cameron was experiencing it.
Yeah, but try and explain bananas without agreeing with Kirk Cameron's worldview. Have you ever seen that video of him being like,
no.
Oh, you don't think God exists? And then he holds up a banana and is like, explain this. And it's like, huh?
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, wait, yeah. So the logic being like, wait, what does that mean?
It's too perfect of a creation for man to have created it. Even though, like, basically all fruits that we consume these days have just been genetically modified and, like,
by man.
Yeah, by man.
By humankind.
Like, bananas were the size of your pinky finger before humanity started just, like, breeding all the biggest ones together. Like,
and now we don't even have, like, bananas that, like, our elders used to eat.
Yeah.
Like, we've got, like, we have, like, one banana on Earth now.
Yes.
Thanks, Kirk. Or thanks, God, or God Santo, or Monsanto, or whatever the fuck you are.
Shout out to that one banana doing all that work, though. Great, great food.
How old? I mean, do you think Kirk Cameron smokes weed?
No,
that feels like a. But I don't know, you're right.
Maybe, that is like, look at this banana. Like he.
I feel like he smoked weed once and saw God.
He
and
talked
then in the
to a guy who smoked weed once. I feel like is
right,
where
right,
he's
right.
coming from.
Oh yeah, yeah. He met a white dude, a white pastor with dreadlocks, who's like a trippy Christian like pastor.
Yes.
And he was just like, I don't know if you thought about a banana, Kirk. Like it seems like chaos on the outside, and it doesn't make sense. But when you peel it, it has the vital essences of things we need, like potassium and vitamins, and the fibers we need for our bodies, sort of like Christ's love and salvation. From the outside, it may look like this one thing, but you really have to engage with it to understand its nourishment, Kirk. God.
Whoa.
All right.
I'm
See
sold.
You at the Oaks Park.
That was good.
I'm in, actually. I'm going to be at the Oaks Mall.
It's so easy to make up that bullshit.
Catch me at Hillsong.
That was actually good. Yeah.
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be at Hillsong with Justin Bieber this Sunday. Where am
I?
My
I hear they're looking
Supreme
for new leadership.
Off-white outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that dude was... he said God was like making him cheat on his wife or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tempted him and he fell down on the job.
Yeah.
Those cool glasses. Nikki, it's been so great having you.
So fun.
Where can people find you, follow you, hear you?
Instagram, Nikki Glaser, Glaser. Instagram, Twitter. That's all for now.
Yeah.
But stuff upcoming, and I'll announce it all on those things.
Stuff
and,
in the works.
Yeah, and I'll be back on on the road when everything lifts. And for now, I have a couple specials on Netflix, and you can watch those.
Hell yeah. Is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
I wanted to share the I retweeted it yesterday, but have you guys seen the cameo that Smokey Robinson did?
No,
or a woman?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
Okay, so good. He gets asked to do a cameo for a woman that, like, used to live in his neighborhood, like, as a kid. And it's really sweet. And he's just saying, like, we grew up in the same neighborhood. That's so great. He goes, I'm being told that I need to wish you a happy Chinooka. And I don't know what that is, but happy Chinooka to you. And I hope you have a great Chinooka. And it's just the cutest, most sincere thing. But he definitely had never seen that spelling of Hanukkah before. And it's so good. It's really heartwarming, but it's hilarious.
I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jared. And they wanted me, they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me. And gosh, that's beautiful. How are you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess.
Come on, man.
But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now. And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is. But hey, happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe. And enjoy Chinooka.
Hey, enjoy Chinooka, baby. And you know what? Christ loves you, baby. All right. His face is so pure. Like, it's just so funny when you see someone be like so sincere and wrong, and you're like, I can't be mad at this.
No, you can't. It's so sweet.
Miles, where can people find you? What's tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray, and also the other podcast, 420 Day Fiance. You know, I'm just getting ripped talking about 90 Day Fiance, trying to make sense of things over there. So check that one out. A tweet that I like is from Shireen Yunez at ShiroHero666, and she says, "Oh, look at the time! I have to go attack and dethrone God because That seems to be a very big concern from the evangelical right at the moment.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. A tweet I've been enjoying is a meme with a woman making an omelet. It says, "I'm making an omelet. Flips omelet. I'm making scrambled eggs." identify with that.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, you try and make omelets? I never have tried because I've always feared the flip.
Oh, it's so hard.
Don't fear the flip.
Yeah, I'm out of the habit of, I've convinced myself that I make really great scrambled eggs. And so that I'm content just doing that. The secret is a lot of what. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what are we riding out on today?
Just this L. Michaels Affair album I love a lot. And we played a track called Villa, and I think we played another song from there before, but now I want to add another song from this album called Enfant, E-N-F-A-N-T, and it has, again, I love them as a band. Everybody's tight on their instruments. There's a really haunting vocal on top, and play that, like, listen to this whole album and pretend you're in a French indie film. Because everything you do will suddenly feel more artistic. It's a great track and just a good vibe raiser. So check this out. It's called Enfant.
That's what you were listening to when we joined the call today?
When I pulled up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Keeps my vibes in a nice place, yes.
Real nice. All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. We'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye. Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4,
Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.